Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Raheem Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. Once again, Tyler Buterbaugh just putting a rabbit out of his hat when it comes to finding that stuff. How did you do that? Where did that come from?
I watched way too much Office.
You clearly do. That was incredible work out of you. Tyler Buterbaugh, one of our producers, Ray Diaz, Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. And that was a topic that gained a lot of steam. The idea of if this is the mechanical ceiling this year at this state, he improves in the offseason, what the discussion was. So worthy of a conceptual thought process, I would say worthy of a thought exercise. In the meantime, Ben Johnson has now declared this a desperately needed win. So when he said that, I immediately thought, well, we have the embarrassment meter, we have the Ben Brown confidence index, we have the other meters that we use.
Barometer. I checked that one for the barometric pressure.
Okay, barometer also. And we have the question, do the Bears desperately need to beat the Browns? That's how the head coach is telling his team. On the desperation meter I've just created, where do you put this?
Is that 0 to 10?
Yes.
Just to make sure I've got the parameters of the desperation
meter. I'd
say
it's assumed 0 to 10.
Okay. My desperation for the Browns to win this particular game, it's two different numbers. It is a 10 if we're talking about being the one seed in the NFC. It is it's three different numbers. I lied. It is a 7 if we're talking about winning the North, and it is a 5 if we're talking about making the playoffs.
A 7 if you want to win the North, a 5 if you want to make the playoffs.
And a 10 if you want to win the whole NFC.
A 10 if you, yeah.
If you want to be the one seed.
If you want to win the whole NFC, you better run the damn table. Because in no particular order, the Rams, the Seahawks, the 49ers, and perhaps, I don't know,
the
any other team that might be interested. Yeah, the Packers are coming at you. So that is a good point you make, Marshall Harris. I think that when it comes to how Ben Johnson motivates his team, that this is a part of it. We have been looking forward to the Saturday night game against the Packers since before the first game against the Packers.
That's fair.
As fans, this is clearly a game we're overlooking. This is a fan trap game. So if that's the case, then I need to focus more on what Ben Johnson is saying. I'm like, oh, crap. I mean, I've thought about this game. You know, I understand that Shedeur Sanders is getting start number 4, and this team plays in multiples, and they're better offensively than you might expect. And oh yeah, there's Myles Garrett, and he might get the sack record. And oh, you don't want that to happen against your team. And yes, you know, there is a 7-point spread or so, depending on who you look at. But then I'm like, oh, Packers on Saturday night. So I've been doing the same thing. I have been casually like pausing on this and being like, oh, this is a game. I look at it as a main character idea where I'm like, oh, this is a game that the Bears need to work on X, Y, and Z things, like get DJ Moore more targets, you know, run the ball a little bit more efficiently in those first two drives.
It's a work on yourself game, not a worried about the opponent itself game is what you're saying.
And realistically, I need to be more like, Myles Garrett is a major threat. Max Crosby had an excellent game against the Bears. The Steelers pass rush also did a number on the Bears when it came to forcing Caleb Williams to fumble in the end zone and it gets scooped up for a touchdown. And Micah Parsons may have not stuffed his stat sheet, but he made Rashawn Gary a very happy man on the other side in that Packers pass rush. So the point is, I need to be focused more on this game.
Well, but
and that's what I heard the head coach say. We desperately need this win.
I want to say something, though. I don't think this is a fan trap game anymore. I think a month ago it would have been a fan trap game, but I think one name makes this game more than what it ever was going to be. If Dylan Gabriel was the starting quarterback, it's absolutely a fan trap game. But I think because Shedeur Sanders is the quarterback, the starting quarterback for the rest of the season of the Cleveland Browns, all of a sudden, just general fandom, NFL fandom, right? Like the fantasy football fan. Just people are like, oh, Shedeur Sanders against the Bears. That's interesting. That it's got two sides to it. Before it was just Myles Garrett, Myles Garrett, Myles Garrett. Now it's Shedeur Sanders. That dude threw for over 300 yards. You might want to be worried about him.
Well, and that's it too, is that just because his draft story was so circuitous in its path and where he ended up, it doesn't mean that the guy doesn't have talent. Think about how you considered him when Colorado opened up his last year with the team. You know, that he was considered one of the people on the list and the watch list for the Heisman at that point.
When I think about people at this very station, Layla, who had the audacity to say, Shedeur Sanders will never start an NFL game. That was said to me this year. I was like, ever in his career?
For the career? Man, we don't even know about Rome, by the way. That's another reason why this isn't an easy-peasy Sunday.
I was encouraged by the limited practice of Rome Odunze yesterday because I didn't think he was going to practice. He's got a stress fracture in his foot. But so Shedeur Sanders goes from a guy that a lot of people, it's not just like a once in a blue moon, a lot of people don't think is a good quarterback, can't be a good quarterback. He's already had one of those games that make you go, okay, he probably has, if given a runway, a chance to be a starting quarterback in this league on a winning team.
Well, and that's it. Anytime your situation is slightly less than definitive, if you're a team that has a quarterback, the backup is going to likely play. Because the bottom line is the backup is going to likely play when your quarterback's healthy, you know, when it is definitive. Look at Joe Burrow, for example. Look at what they ended up having
happen.
Poor
Joe Burrow.
Next thing you know, Joe Flacco's starting, and he's enjoying a meal by himself. He's a dad with a lot of kids. Next thing you know, Philip Rivers is your quarterback.
Me time. He's about to get some me time, too, huh?
Yeah, yeah. He probably had a nice dinner to himself.
I wonder if the fans...
silence.
I was thinking about this. I wonder
no
if the
screen
fams,
time.
I wonder if the fam's coming out for his game. Like, he'd have to get a charter, right? Like, to bring the fam out for his game.
You don't want to take that many kids on a bus at once. Not without a bathroom, at least.
I mean, they could afford the nicest, thick Michael Jordan back with the Birmingham Barons type of charter bus.
Do you think they do that? They get like the tricked out charter bus? Like
yeah.
it's some version of the Pimp My Ride charter bus?
Madden didn't like to fly. He was out here in the Madden Cruiser. Something
the
similar.
The Madden Cruiser.
Yeah, like they're
I forgot about the Madden Cruiser.
Buses are good enough in 2025 that you can get a fully Pimp My Ride tricked out bus. Exhibit can stop by and give his seal of approval.
And the older kids, like the one who's got a child because Philip Rivers is a grandfather, you know, they might not be into the tricked outness of the bus, but the younger kids will be like, oh, jackpot.
It's got video games on it. Think about what a tricked out bus has now compared to, it's got Wi-Fi on it.
Do you remember the first time you encountered a bus that had TV monitors of any kind?
Of course I do.
I thought I was the richest person alive.
It was a field trip, and I was like, oh, we're moving different today, I see.
Bill Gates was the comp then, before Jeff Bezos. And I was like, oh, is this what Bill Gates does on a bus?
Bill Gates got
then
lapped.
I fired up my Windows 95 and had a day.
Not Windows 95.
3 minutes later, maybe I got a screen to actually illuminate. We should probably mention the Bears injury report, by the way. Kyler Gordon, DNP with the groin. Ben Johnson, I listened to it again after our show.
No. It's just
It just sounds bleak. Travis Homer with the ankle DNP. Rome Odunze was limited, as Marshall mentioned, with the foot stress fracture. Tyreek Stevenson limited with the hip. That is going to help them if he's back on the field. Olamide Zaccheaus, hamstring limited. Somehow he's getting on the field.
I would think so.
Ruben Hippolyte's shoulder was full practice. And Jalen Johnson with his groin was a full practice participant. So not the massive injury report you typically see this time of year for the Bears.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Segment here, Raheem Harrison Grody, is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Layla, by comparison, did you happen to glance at the Browns injury report?
I've been so Bears main character about this. And that's my point, is like, for me on the desperation meter, I'm not considering the urgency enough. Like, my urgency meter was at like a 4. And I feel like now it's pretty much got to be at like a 6 or a 7. Because even I can take my eyes off of the prize briefly because I'm so excited about what lies ahead in the next game. And really the next 3 after this.
I know people are disappointed that certain players are hurt or not playing or are limited in practice. But I keep looking at the opponent's injury reports and it gives you some perspective of where we are in the NFL season. 16 players on the injury report for the Cleveland Browns.
In terms of good?
just 16 players. How many? Let me tell you how many players did not practice yesterday. It's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 of those 16 did not practice yesterday, just at all. And so you start wondering, are the Bears better off than a lot of teams right now? And I think they are, actually. As much as we talk negatively about how injuries have affected the Bears, they may be in a plus situation compared to their opponents.
Well, I think you have to consider, we are just more used to the Bears not having Dio Odangbo, for example. We were more used to not having Jalen Johnson, who was on injured reserve. We have to get used to the fact that Tremaine Edmonds is still on injured reserve. We are used to having TJ Edwards on injured reserve, and now he's not. You know, that I think it was that part of it. A lot of the IR positions that are taken up, you know, Karan Amagaji is on injured reserve. So when you consider that part of it, I think it's just the guys that you've already resigned yourself to the fact that they are in a more permanent status or semi-permanent status aren't going to be on that list. And because the Bears won 9 games, you just look at it differently. It hasn't been as catastrophic of a loss anywhere. Now, the last 3 games and potentially 4 will give you an indication as to how catastrophic it will ultimately be.
And I should knock on wood. Hold on 1 second. That was me knocking on the wood paneling.
I don't think
of the clock.
Yeah, I don't think that clock is wood.
Well, is that not wood paneling?
I don't know. This is MDF.
Well, I knocked on the wood to say this. The biggest glaring difference between this year and any year I can remember in recent memory is that offensive line has stayed intact. like the main parts.
What are you doing?
I said I knocked on the wood before I said it.
I'm now knocking on my head.
Yeah. So I think that's why they've been as consistent as they have been and piled up the wins is because the offensive line from the interior out outside of the left tackle spot has been solid.
So desperation meter for me started at like a 4. And I think desperation, oh yeah, the real wood from our friend who made the woodworking. Wood.
You're right, Ray.
How cool is that? Our little bear C that was given to Mark Grody by one of the Take the North listeners.
It spins.
I love that.
The C spins.
Let me have that.
Yeah, knock on it.
Okay. The wood has been knocked on. No, and that's part of the reason we're talking about the Bears being such a good offensive line, is that they have had consistency where we have not seen it before, which is why I think game plan can still be run the hell out of the ball and pass enough to get the job done on Sunday.
It has
in
been a
absolutely
successful
horrific weather.
Is it horrific weather? Or have we decided that? Like, because is it supposed to be windy? I thought it was just cold. Is it going to be windy
but
too?
I think it's to the point where it's debilitating cold. And there's always some sort of breeze off the lake when you're on the lakefront. So even 0.05 miles an hour might be enough to annoy. At that temperature.
Part of me wants to get a meteorologist on here to talk about this tomorrow. Maybe we'll do that. I have friends who do it.
We have Luke Canellis who's coming in at 1. Does he count?
He does not count.
Yeah, you work at Channel 7. Call up Cheryl Scott or Larry Murray.
I'll see what we can do. But yeah, I think we might have to do that tomorrow because then we'll be close enough to get kind of an accurate. They say outside of the 48-hour window, things change. But within 48 hours, you kind of know what's happening.
Yeah, that's the secret here. Like, don't look at your weather app once in the week and think you've got this. It's just not going to work that way. You don't have enough of a desperation meter when you're looking at your own weather app.
There's so many metrics in the weather app, Layla.
Did you give your number? I don't think you gave your number.
Yeah. So originally, I think my desperation meter was at like a 4. I was not desperate enough. I wasn't hungry enough.
But
Coach
Ben's
would have been disappointed in me. 7.
7. Desperate to make the playoffs or desperate
win
to
win the game?
Okay, I didn't even look at it like that.
Like, oh, you're waving the white flag on the NFC. Yeah, I guess, because I never thought they had it anyway, so I don't really know how you surrender something you never had, but...
They were literally in the spot.
Yeah, but that is an indication of their success.
And they could be right back in the spot, depending on what happens this weekend.
Yeah, but I think that this is a game they have to win if they want to keep their realistic hopes alive for the playoffs. I don't want to go 0-2 against Green Bay. Like, that's the issue I have. I don't want to go 0-2 against the Lions. That puts you in a really bad spot.
Yeah.
But you can go 1-0 against the Browns if you get your act together.
Yeah, and the Browns...
Hand off the ball.
The only thing I would say to that is if you go 0-1 against the Browns, it's not as important because the tiebreakers come down to NFC record, and that doesn't affect your NFC record. But still, to lose the Browns and have this idea you're going to win 2 out of 3 against the next, or even all 3 against the next 3 teams, that's asking a lot.
Or at least you have to run the scenarios to know you might go 0-2 against 1, if not 2 teams in the division. And that's why, even as crazy as it sounds... That first game against the Vikings was so frustrating to lose because you don't want that to bite you in the ass.
Especially in retrospect.
But that's the danger of what happens when you start 0-2. 0-2 used to be a death sentence in the playoffs in the NFL. You know, and then they expanded the playoffs and then they added the extra game. And that kind of made it easier to take. But there's a reason it is such a frustrating point for teams.
I'm with you. Things are different. We're a long ways away from that 0-2 start.
But yeah, could this be a potential fan trap game? Probably. We got more coming up here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. In fact, head coach kind of talked to us about that very thing. Marshall, I think, was the first one to say, how many wins is it going to take to make the playoffs? He said 11. Well, Kevin Byard chimed in, and he has a pretty strong opinion about it. Ben Johnson did as well. We'll do it all next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.